This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I remember back in 1966, I was almost 16 at that time, but June that year, 1966, something rather awful happened. It was an attempted assassination outside the Mosman Town Hall here in Sydney. You might recall it. And if you're about my age or a bit older, it attracted worldwide media attention. There was a 19-year-old student who fired a shot at Arthur Calwell as he was sitting in the car. And Arthur Calwell was the federal leader of the opposition at the time. Now, fortunately, he wasn't hurt, but the young man was imprisoned and later released. The question is, why did he try such a terrible thing? Now, according to the newspaper reports of the time, he committed this crime because he'd always felt that he was a nobody. But now, on that day, in 1966, in June, he was being noticed as somebody. He certainly got the publicity on that occasion. It made me think about that we all like to feel we're important, that we're noticed, that we recognise for whoever we are, that we are somebody. I would say that even the most humble person has a deep desire to feel that he or she is worth something. I imagine if you just disappeared and nobody missed you, it would be a very depressing thing. If we're concerned about being a somebody, here's something I'd like to suggest. The Bible sort of gives us the indication that we might need to change our views about whose opinion matters most. For example, in John's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 43, we're told that certain Jewish authorities who believed in Jesus were there, but they weren't game to acknowledge it, because it says in that verse, they loved the approval of men rather than the approval of God. Now, Jesus said about the final judgment, those who are now last will be first, and those who are now first will be last. That's Luke 13, verse 30. In other words, we could say that in this way, in the opinion of God, there are prime ministers who are less important than postmen, nurses of greater worth than neurologists, tycoons who rate lower than typists. So it's not the position you hold in the eyes of the world that really matters. It's the position you hold in the eyes of God. Isn't it interesting that Jesus very clearly expressed the fact that the servant of all is the greatest person of all? Now, many people would think that the opposite to that. The more that you control and order people about, the greater you are. But that's not what the Bible says. Jesus said that the more people a person serves, the greater that person. Hear what he says in Mark 10, for example, verse 43, 44. If one of you wants to be great, he must be the servant of the rest. And if one of you wants to be first, he must be the slave of all. So if you want to be somebody, I think the first thing you need to decide is whose opinion really counts. Are you looking for the approval of other people or the approval of God? We often talk about Paul, the Apostle Paul, known as one of the greatest Christians of all time. And Paul was the man primarily responsible for spreading Christianity beyond the Jewish community. And he was someone who lived to please God first. But of course, earlier on in his life, he was quite the opposite. But Jesus stopped him in his tracks and all that was changed. He was known as Saul, a very religious person. He followed the religious rules. He was very proud of it. And as he travelled trying to wipe out the early Christians, he gained the approval of many of the Jewish religious leaders and the Roman officials who felt threatened by Christianity. But he met Jesus and he chose to live for him alone. And he became somebody, all right. He received death threats and had rocks thrown at him, was arrested, imprisoned, and eventually killed for his faith. But listen to what he said in Galatians 1:10. Obviously, he said, I'm not trying to be a people pleaser. No, I'm trying to please God. If I were still trying to please people, I would not be Christ's servant. That's what he says in Galatians 1, verse 10. So many voices telling me which way to go, and so many choices come from those who think they know, but there's a way that seems right to a man that only brings him death. I want to go the way that leads to life, till I draw my dying breath. I just want my life to glorify his son, to make my father proud that I'm his child before I'm done. No need to pat me on the back or stop to shake my hand. I just want to hear my Father say, well done, well done. Heavenly Father, thank you that when we put you first, we do become somebody who is interested in others. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.